Welcome to the Wand and Scarpunk podcast!
Welcome to the Warrington Scarpunk podcast number 7 with me, Dave Emerson, your not host.
And me, Chris. Well, I mean, you are the host as well. You're a co-host.
Oh, I thought I was a guest.
Well, you are, but you're also co-hosting it today.
I'm the co-host guest, Dave Emerson.
Actually, all of this was just a plan to offload the whole thing onto you. This is your project now.
It's not mine, is it? Dude, I have too many projects. I don't need another one.
I also have too many projects, but projects are fun.
Yeah, I always seem to have more project ideas than time.
What's your latest project that you shouldn't be doing?
don't really know. I don't know.
I've spent the afternoon filming a Kickstarter video.
Oh, mate, for what? What are you Kickstartering?
A little booklet of microfiction that I'm writing.
Fantastic. Is that the coffee thing? Or is that a different one?
No, that's a different unnecessary project.
Listen, I've already written for the coffee one. I'm not going to help you with this one as well.
I'm actually going to ask you to help with this one and do some some images. But anyway, let's start with a song. That sounds like a plan, doesn't it?
I've actually
got quite a fun idea. Let's start with a song I've not heard, which is the kind of organisation I like to do. So Chinchilla Death Cult, who I'm a huge fan of from Leeds, have previously released a 3-track EP, which is brilliant. And they've just released a new song, which we're going to listen to now.
Keep a busy waving flags on the nation. A million idiots around, we're only snoozing. They sleepwalk into action, everybody's losing. They come with talking points and upright hashtags. Fast fashion cheaters want the new Nazi clap rocks. Sensation.
So that was Chinchilla Death Cult. What I love about everything I've ever heard by Chinchilla Death Cult is not only is it musically fantastic, but it also always tells a story. Like Dave is, right as we speak, Googling who Maria is, trying to work out the story. I probably am a bit annoying because I sometimes read out lyrics, but they have a line that says technologies of deterritorialization, which is just, how do you fit that into a song? That is genius.
That is awesome. Yeah, dude, I just loved that. Everything about that was so good.
Flat out, best song with the word chinchilla in the band's title that I have heard all year so far, at least.
Yeah, just very culturally informative as well. It's got me thinking.
It's got me thinking. It's got me slightly more miserable about the state of our world. All of those things. How's the state of your world up in Scotland, Dave?
I mean, you know, back in lockdown for the third time, pretty much the same as everywhere else in the UK. Just kind of blanket coverage, tier four, even on the islands and highlands, which is ridiculous because they don't even have any cases, but there you go.
These podcasts usually come out like a month after we record them. So by this point, you'll be in your fourth lockdown.
Fifth, maybe even.
But apart from that, it'd be exactly the same. I'll tell you what, at the moment, all the cases are really climbing really, really scarily. And I think a month from now, there's going to be some really serious problems in hospitals. So that's something to look forward to.
You like to bring it. Fair enough, mate. You brought it back down to earth there. I mean, as a GP, that's a fair point. And maybe I shouldn't moan about being in lockdown for a third time if it's helping at all. Then it's worth it, isn't it? My bad. Sorry.
I wasn't there to criticise you, but I'm really glad that you felt personally attacked by it.
You're always criticising me, though. Certainly, you know, the Chris on my shoulder is always criticising me. So
now, it was with a certain degree of hesitation that I invited Dave back onto the podcast.
For a second time.
Because last time you came, all you brought was 1.5 minute songs of angry hardcore. You've sent through some songs. Which one would you like to play first?
Let's play Sports by Viagra Boys.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Sports!
Your face is classic.
That was and continues to be Sports by the Viagra Boys. And I forgot to maybe mention that Dave is our resident person who is a fan of music that basically isn't music. So that was lovely. Yeah.
What can I say, Chris? I like to bring you challenging music.
It was cool. It wasn't ska, but it was cool. No,
it's not ska. Definitely not ska.
I like how the... when that tempo was starting to build up again and like... it was good.
Yeah, getting increasingly not so. Yeah, basically, my idea today was to bring you a bunch of songs that aren't ska but do have horns.
I didn't hear any horns, but it was...
It's absolutely full of horns. They've got like two horn players permanently in the band. Yeah, but they basically just make noises with them. You know, it's not like a horn section.
The ending, I definitely heard.
Yeah, there you go, mate. And the best line in that song is "wearing sunglasses while you sleep" because that's a sport.
Yeah, as the team doctor for Warrington Town Football Club, can't help but feel personally attacked by that. But that's fine. You know, it's all good. No, I actually genuinely really enjoyed that. It was awesome. What did you get for Christmas, mate?
I got a mandolin. No, I'm talking absolute nonsense. Can we go again? Can you cut this bit out?
I am definitely not cutting that out. Anyway, carry on.
So I got a ukulele, but in my head, for some reason, that's a mandolin. I don't know how I managed that.
So you didn't get a mandolin?
No, I got a ukulele.
I got two mandolins for Christmas, so no. hang on. No, I didn't. It turns out I didn't get any mandolins. Oh, that's it. That's the difference between getting a mandolin for Christmas and not getting one, isn't it?
Yeah, there you go. I don't know. My head's all over the place. I got this really weird purple T-shirt sent me in the post by a friend.
I'm also wearing a weird T-shirt.
Which was unexpected. I got some records and a bunch of stuff I can't really remember, but it was lovely.
That's very nice.
Isn't that always what happens? I mean, honestly, within days of Christmas, I'm like, what did I get? I don't know. It was just... some bits and bobs. It was really nice, but I can't remember it.
I got this book that I'm reading. I got Rivers of London by Ben Aronovich, which...
Careful how you say that name.
Yeah, it's kind of by... It's basically Harry Potter grown up joining the London Metropolitan Police. It's really pretty good so far.
How does he get away with that? Surely it's not, JK.
No, it's not actually but it's not actually Harry Potter at all. But as in it's a young chap discovering that the police have a secret wizard sort of segment.
Ah, I see. Again, surely JK could be suing him for that, because I think she like owns wizardry now. as a topic, you know, as a subject, that's hers now.
I think she could probably buy anyone, any human that she wanted to, she could probably just buy them out, couldn't she? You know, she went to Ben Aronovich and said, I really quite like this, and I'll give you £1 billion for it. He'd probably go, you know what? Yeah. Yeah,
she
you can
probably
have it
could. Yeah.
I'm going to write...
But instead, she makes statements that really upset people.
Yeah, that's what she does instead.
And that's enough of that subject.
Do you make any statements that really upset people?
Oh, mate, I'm sure I do. I try not to do that on podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, when you make, you know, we can always edit you out. We won't be editing out the mandolin comment, but we can edit out other things if you say them that are really troubling. Okay, I think we should go with another song because we're just waffling.
We should. So do you want another one of mine, or are you going to bring one?
Well, you're the host.
apparently. Right, okay, so this time, Chris, your task is to actually listen for the horn because it's there, I promise.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to listen to your favourite from last time, Bad Breeding. So from the same album as last time, and it's called A Rag Hung Between Two Trees. We'll be right back.
That was bad breeding. And to quote Dave and something he said while we were listening to it, this is a seriously good horn section. You've got to overdrive the reeds so it's a screaming noise. That's the way to go. And that was lovely. And I,
if I'd known you were writing that down, I might not have said it, but I meant it. I meant every word of it. I love that.
I wish Bad Breeding all the best as they fundraise to buy entirely new instruments, because they've clearly destroyed them in the process of making that song.
They're busy making a new album right now, actually.
To be fair, for chaotic messes of overdriven reeds, it was pretty cool. Like, as in, it's like a swirling kind of... You know, I don't really get the noise genre, but I do understand, like...
That wasn't noise. That isn't the noise genre. That was hardcore punk, you daft.
You're so bringing some noise next time,
aren't you? If you want some...
Just 10 tracks of noise.
If you want some, there's some really good noise with horns out there, mate.
For those of you who've never listened to noise as a genre, I mean, it's called noise, like, as in that's a clue, and... I mean, yeah, bring some.
It's pretty atonal. There's not a lot of melody, harmony, or any recognisable structure.
But apparently there are horns, so that's good to know.
You can definitely find really good noise with horns, yep.
So my next track, following on the theme of tracks I haven't listened to, Puckout Records have just put out a single.
Puckout Records!
So Puck is one of the nicest people I know. I've only known him since lockdown, and all of our conversation has either been me phoning him to ask him about recording Scar, or us having banter while he's unable to understand the tech side of recording when we're doing a podcast. Like, when I listen to the first half hour when I'm editing it, it is just him going, "But I plugged that in! No, I plugged it in!" And just constantly. But yeah, so he started a record label called Puckout Records. And Rochambeau, which...
What a great name for a band.
Do you know what it means?
Yeah. It's rock, paper, scissors when you're a skater.
You see, I didn't know that.
Chris, so you need to learn your stuff, dude.
I had to Google that. So,
you're such a geek. You didn't grow up skating, did you, mate?
I didn't grow up skating.
I
grew up reading books and doing my A-level
homework. Then you became a GP. It all went downhill, didn't it, mate?
Anyway, it all went downhill. I mean, I feel...
Listen, we're not talking about money, okay?
Where I am, I feel my hill's all right. Like, I'm not saying I'm at the top. I'm not J.K. Rowling, you know, but, you know...
You are the ivory tower, Chris.
I am the ivory tower.
You claim to be a punk.
My solo album is now going to be called I Am the Ivory Tower. So this is Rochambeau. And we've been talking a lot and not actually playing their song. And this track is called Poison in the Well. And it's probably really good, but this is my first listen to it.
Locking doors to the cross, but I don't feel trapped. down a pocket full of lubricant. Used to be trained, get the buses to my brain. I sing it out of tune, I'm not best to be framed. Body mark, hug it down, let the panic hit the paper. On the brain, sink a drink, hit the pillow, turn to vapor. Cause nothing lasts forever. We see you roll back round, swallowed up by the background. I wanna tap out but stay headstrong like Cap Down. The whole galaxy is slow to a crawl. Some are happy with the facts, I wanna open it all. Jump over the wall, feeling like I'm open to fall. It's only of course but trying to be stoic and tall. You're feeling trapped and depressed but it's an aptitude test. Wait for the day we see our mates and we'll get back to our best. Next!
Yes.
Can you see the difference between like that music and what you keep bringing to the show?
Listen, if the qualifying factor for music is melody, then yeah, you win. But
a lot of people would say that that's like a really important, you know, when people go, I've got that tune stuck in my head, yeah, like from that music I was listening to. You know what people don't say? I've got that just irritating, soul draining noise stuck in my head from like that droning that I was listening to earlier. Anyway, what are you putting on next?
Listen, before we move on, just got to notice those guys name dropped Cap Down. Respect. That's good stuff right there.
It was just really, really violently brilliant, wasn't it?
Violently melodic.
Violently melodic. Yeah, I mean, that was a brass section as well. That was
a proper horn section.
It's got members of JB, Fatalist Idea, Ducking Punches, The Junk. It was amazing. It had that kind of slightly rappy vibe that some bands can totally pull off and some bands just really can't, and they totally pulled it off as well.
They pulled it off. Yeah, they really did.
Beautiful. Okay.
Norwich is a good place for music, it seems.
Mate,
like.
There's a big ska scene. I mean, you've got Millie Manders down there. You've got a lot of bands based down in Norwich.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously it's not as vibrant and exciting as the Warrington scene, which consists of, I'm trying to think how many ska bands we actually have in Warrington. I think that's a solid none, really. But never mind.
But you've got Roughneck Riot, so I mean, what more can you ask for, really?
We have. Their horn section is definitely lacking, though.
Turn your phone down, Chris.
Yeah, I don't know what that was that beeped. You know
Silly.
What? I thought it was Matty from Roughneck messaging me, and it would have been really relevant. It was
that
actually
been very good.
Matty from Last Edition messaging me instead. So there you go.
That was just as good.
Shout out to Last Edition. That's a long
It's
a very long but we left it in. What are you going to play then?
Well, I mean, let's just get some errs in there. Do you want to listen to my band, maybe? We've got a song with horn in it.
Yeah, that sounds good. Let's do it.
All right. It's the song's called Computer Face Boy by Dystopian Futures.
Computer face boy.
Very, very nice, and very, very with trumpets as well.
Genuine joy!
What were you shouting there? Genuine joy.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, we try and make nice, happy, joyful music at times as well.
Yeah.
There's a lot of melody in that song.
So was that happy, joyful music?
That's our best attempt at happy, joyful music, yeah.
I'd like to hear your version of, like, We Wish You a Merry Christmas or something like that.
Well, we did do a cover of Stop the Cavalry this past Christmas. It's a bit late for that now, though. We'll play it next year. Like, we'll play it on the Christmas show.
Oh, I'm totally going to do a Christmas show next year. I didn't think of it this year. Yeah, that was lovely. So, I feel like I've run out of things to say now. Usually, the banter just comes.
Yeah.
It's fallen away from us.
I've got nothing to say because it's my band. Like, what am I going to say? Oh, they're really good.
No, yeah. I mean,
you should definitely buy their merchandise.
I think if there's one thing we can agree is that you don't need to say they're good. I think that's fair, isn't it?
Yeah, it'd probably be better if I didn't.
I'm going to put on a band that are good.
Oh, please do.
Not that I'm making any kind of differentiation that your band wasn't good. I hope you wouldn't feel.
Good is the standard we're going for today. Just good.
Just good, yeah. To be fair, we played some pretty great stuff, and then your stuff was...
Nice one. That was very quick.
This is Harrigan from the self-titled EP, Harrigan EP. Self-titled LP, long play. It's an album. It's actually a 2-LP album that came out on TNS Records a week or so ago.
Yes, mighty TNS.
And a review of it has just gone live on our website, which by the time this comes out will have been like... Will be like a month ago. You can check that out at warringtonscarpunk.co.uk. But spoiler, I thought it was pretty great. It's not really a spoiler because I only ever really tend to review stuff that I think is great because it's not worth the effort to review stuff that's bad. Which is why I've never reviewed any of Dave's stuff.
Love you too, mate.
That's so not intentional. Brilliant. So this is Harrigan. I don't know what track it is because I haven't decided yet. We'll be right back. Yeah, I really love the lyrical like content of this album. It's, I mean, some of it's really scathing about the government. Like Box Packer is, it's, have a look at my review. Like I go through some of the lyrics, they're just amazing. But I do find there's this general, along with this frustration with society, like you said it, that there's, to be a punk, there's almost this assumption that you have to be a nihilist. And I don't know, they're almost saying actually some of the answers that we're getting from that are a bit frustrating as well. It's yeah. A cool album, and it's also just full of really lovely horns like that.
Yeah, man. I mean, that was just beautiful, man.
It's it's not less than Jake. It's definitely Northern British. But yeah, it's amazing. What have you got next?
I was just going to say thanks for sharing that with me, man. That's awesome. I'm going to go and listen to that whole album now. Definitely.
There we go. What have you got next?
All right, mate, let's have a look. Let's get a bit of Brown Sugar. The track is called Total Garbage.
So the full name of that song is actually Total Something Else Garbage, but we try and keep it a little bit family friendly here, partly because there's just not very many punk podcasts that aren't full of F-bombs, but also because then my kids can listen to it-ish, even though it's full, it's in the lyrics all the way through it, but you know, we won't get too excited.
Well, just don't hand the lyrics to your children, okay, everyone?
There was undoubtedly some more brass there. I agree, you have absolutely delivered on one requirement of the fact that there is brass in every...
There is There is a horn in every single song I've brought today.
So, Dave, I thought I'd ask you a little bit about your zine, because I don't think you've ever really talked about your zine.
I haven't talked about that, have I? I spent a lot of time last time avoiding talking about Zap, generally just being a bit of a douche. I'm happy to talk about that.
But that's why we love you, isn't it?
Is it? Oh, I just that
you.
Like...
I'm we love that special. For you.
I'm that friend that you invite, but you don't really want.
I mean, we clearly don't like you for your music tastes.
So. Clearly not. Oh, man. What can I say? I like weird and wonderful things that challenge people.
That's true. And that brings us on to your zine.
Yeah, it's a little bit odd, isn't it? It's
I'd like to take some credit for your zine. Basically, about a year
ago.
To Dave, mate, we should totally start a zine. That'd be really good. And then Dave got bored of waiting for me to do anything.
No, to be fair, you did it without me. You did Wazza Skazza number one, and you didn't involve me at all in any way. So I apologize. Right, okay. He's moved on without me. I'll do my own.
I made a one-page microzine, literally one page, that was just reviews that I'd already done on the website, copied down onto a single page to hand out at occasional gigs in Warrington. Wazza Skazza, issue one. You can pick it up at our website for free if you buy
it. I love how I can never pronounce anything right. Like, I said nihilism, and then you're like, it's nihilism or whatever. And then I'm like Wazza Skazza, and you're like, Wazza Skazza. First of all,
you're Scottish, although you don't sound Scottish. So already you just don't fit the pronunciation vibes that
I fit fine around here, mate. You're the outsider in my town.
Fair enough.
To be fair, I think you're the outsider in your town as well.
I mean, I'm kind of the outsider in the entire UK punk scene.
It's so cool to be the outsider everywhere, isn't it?
Mate, this is my ivory tower. Intentionally left some dead
solo
space there.
Album.
That was good.
Solo album.
It's going to be, it's self-titled. So it's This Is My Ivory Tower and This Is My Ivory Tower. But you're only allowed to listen to it. It's going to be made a solid gold LP and it's £10,000. You can only listen to it if you already live in an ivory tower.
You have to live in a penthouse in order to
So are you going to talk about visions or
oh,
you're not?
Sorry, yeah.
That's fine. You've missed your opportunity now. We're going to move on to another song. We'll come back to that.
I just took an opportunity to dig at you instead.
That's fine. So the next song I'm going to put on It's got a really good front cover. I wouldn't say I've only chosen it for its front cover, but it's a nice front cover. This is a band called, I'm going to go with Da Man, and it's called Light My Fire, this track, and it's from Woodland Records.
Life is raw. Keep on dancing. Times are tough. Keep on moving. For this brand new day, I need some power to build my own way. Got to light my fire. I wake up in the morning and read people are rising. Everybody doing their thing with their sleepy faces. Smile and bomb are shining over the fences. For this brand new day, I need some power. I need some power to build my own way. Get to light my fire. Light my fire. There is this real sound with sweet musical vibe. Until the night I'm gonna mash up the mic. There's this good friend meeting, sitting in the bar, sharing emotion and talking, getting airy and flame. For this brand new we
Little bit of chilled out reggae dub stuff there. Can't go wrong with that.
I love some dub. It's the good stuff.
So you were as good as
the standard that we're going for today.
I think a lot of what we've put on. It's
great stuff we've been playing today, man.
Well, the stuff I've put on's been great.
Yeah.
No, the stuff you've put on's been great as well.
In its own way.
It's each to their own, isn't it? You know, like I had on the last podcast, number six.
Yeah, this is seven, so surely the last one would have been six.
I had Sarah from Shout Louder on, and she played a garage tune. And it was interesting because you could literally put on anything at all and I'd be like, brilliant. But a garage came on, I was like, oh, I'm not sure I'm comfortable with this. And I became comfortable with it. But I was like, if you come on next show and just put 30 seconds of a man just hitting a kettle with a stick, I'll be like, well, that's what I expect from Dave. I don't know why I was surprised by it.
I'm definitely bringing some drone with horns, mate, just to upset you, I think, to be honest.
I think you should just self-record yourself hitting a kettle with a stick.
I can definitely do that if you want me to.
This is a track I've done in honour of this show.
Yeah, I can do that.
So aside from hitting a kettle with a stick, have you got a kettle, like a spare kettle at home? Have you got a nice kettle?
I've got a decent kettle, but I don't mind hitting it with a stick. I'm afraid.
Really? Your wife would be happy with you hitting?
Probably not, but we'll just get another one.
But kettles are expensive, though.
Oh, come on, Chris.
No. They've gone weird. If you get if you go and get a cheapo kettle, a cheapo toaster, super cheap. But if you get one of these stylish, like mock bronze ones that...
Oh, no, I don't want any of that nonsense.
But they're like 60 quid for a kettle, and it's just a rip-off.
Just give me a bit of chrome and black plastic. I'm good.
There we go. Well, that's fine.
Easily pleased.
You need a solid steel one for a good noise with a stick, though. It's going to be really disappointing for your noise song.
Fair enough. Yeah, okay. I'll see what I can do, Chris.
I look forward to that. So, what's your next song?
Do you want me to talk about Visions?
No, you can do it in between the next song and the next song.
Okay, right. So, when I'm not recording weird experimental tunes... for Chris, I'm also listening to Italian punk band Cobra, and I can't even pronounce the name of the song because I don't speak Italian.
You should. Okay, hang on, where is it?
I want me to butcher it because I don't know if that would be a good idea.
Where is it?
It's Dentro Agli Schermi.
Yeah, I think that's probably
how it's pronounced.
I think that was racist what you just did there, mate.
I think most things I do are. I can't really help myself.
You're definitely barred from the show now.
Yeah.
And that was 2 minutes, 39 seconds of my life that I'm not
getting
back.
You're never going to get that. How many times have you said that when I've played you a song?
thankfully it was quite short. The thing I just want to, because obviously we have standards on this, on the Warrington Ska Punk podcast. And obviously the standards don't actually, you know, get to us not putting on music that we don't like. But what I would like to say is that I haven't clipped that song really badly in post-production.
Yeah, it came like that. That's how they wanted it to sound.
They wanted it to sound like it had been turned up too loud and then had become distorted. And Dave told me that...
Whoever cut that in the lack of, the lack of cut factory must have been like, what are they doing with these files?
I asked Dave during that song if he liked this.
Oh,
and he said, I like this. I mean, I can't listen to it a lot, I'll be honest, because the percussive nature of the clipping actually hurts my eardrums.
I also called you a bad man for writing down my words.
Yeah, I wrote it down and then he looked and he said that he recognised my handwriting because I write like a 7-year-old girl. And it turns out that he thought all of the stuff that I write for Warrington's and put on Instagram was written by my 7-year-old daughter.
No, it turns out it's written by me. Amazing.
Okay, tell us about Visions. You've got less than 2 minutes, 39 seconds.
Yeah, so after you suggested that we start a zine together and then promptly started one without me, I decided to start my own.
Not as good as mine.
No, it's not. I mean, you've only done one. I've done 13, but never mind.
Mine, just like your music, at least mine is short.
Yeah, so I mean, the idea of it is basically just...
It's mostly you just taking photos of dustbins, isn't it, really?
Yeah. What else can I say? Yeah, that's it.
It is true, though.
It is true, yeah. I guess like with music, with art as well, I just like really obscure, weird stuff. And Visions is just my way of like just sharing stuff I see and enjoy and find beauty in with other people. Whether that resonates with anyone, I don't really know. But
to be honest, when I go through your zine, about 80% of it, it's just a photo of a thing, often a bad photo of a thing that's not really good.
if possible, I get bad
In each zine, there'll be a few where I go, there's just something like, to quote Ted from How I Met Your Mother, there's just something hauntingly beautiful about that one.
What I go for. Yeah. Plus, I do music reviews of weird music that I like that you hate.
Usually in about one sentence as well.
Yeah. Well, why? I mean, who needs to waffle?
And if you like waffling music reviews, please check out warringtonscarpunk.co.uk, where you'll find often a minimum of 1,000 to 2,000 words per album review.
Plus, I provide the Bandcamp link so that people can go and listen to it for themselves. That's the whole thing, really, isn't it?
Letting
people listen for themselves.
I mean, really, I think in a nutshell, if you have enjoyed Dave's, you can't see my inverted commas here, but musical input to the show, then you may also enjoy his zine. If you have not enjoyed Dave's musical input to the show, you may not Tough. Enjoy it. He's here to stay. He's the host now, after all. Dave, I'm going to trust you with the musical power of playing and choosing our last track.
Last song. Well,
what was it? Why have you chosen it?
I told you, I promised you, in fact, that I would bring a reggae song next time. And so I've kept my promise. My friend, it's a bit weird. I'll be honest, it's not your straightforward reggae.
Oh, here come the qualifiers. Yeah. It was recorded upside down in an aquarium.
It might have been recorded in a single session over the course of like a weekend. Yeah, probably. It was my friend Scott that put it together. Actually, the guy that I'm in Dystopian Futures with. And this is his band called The Jamaican Band. So there you go. And the song's called Praise Adonai.
That was cool. It was weird, but definitely had a reggae dub vibe. I really liked the guitar solo that was like intentionally sort of off, kind of jarring. It It was
that's how Scott rolls.
That's how
that guy can play anything, man. He picks up any instrument and like he's proficient in like a week.
Beautiful. There is a certain skill in getting good enough at something to then intention. Like if I played the solo, it'd probably be bad because I'm bad. Like as in, but having that skill to make it messy in the way you want it, because that's what punk is, isn't it? You know, it's like instead of singing like "Oh happy day," you're singing "Oh happy day." You know, like as in, yeah, wonderful. Yeah.
So you get the gravel in there on purpose.
The gravel, I think, for the rest of our time on the podcast today, let's keep the gravel in, shall we?
You know, Chris, I think that might be enough of that now.
Yeah, but you became a kind of 70s...
I was the guy from Bottom there for a second, wasn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, the guy from Bottom, or like a Monty Python like kind of character. Dear me. So I was enjoying...
A schwabbery!
Yep. I have enjoyed hanging out with you today.
Mate, I've likewise. Thank you.
It's been wonderful. To everyone listening to the podcast, thank you for listening.
Putting up with our nonsense.
If you've made it this far, if you ever have any requests or if there's something you'd like to hear or if you really, really don't want me to get Dave on again.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, you should put a poll up. Goes live, you should put a poll up and ask people to actually vote on whether or not I should come back.
I might just text Vicky and ask her to just put... Vicky is Dave's wife. Put in a formal complaint. Wonderful. And actually,
I'm probably going to get a formal complaint after this anyway, to be honest, because you've been at it for like 2 hours.
I would like you to thank Vicky for the fact that she had to stop watching TV for this to happen.
Because my internet connection is that bad. Welcome to Scotlandshire.
They still have the dial-up. Okay, we're done. Thank you for listening to the Warrington Ska Punk Show. You can find
all the best, folks. Take care.
WarringtonScarPunk.co.uk. You can find Visions Press at...
visionspress.bandcamp.com.
Wonderful. Have a wonderful 2021 and we'll see you soon.
All the best. Cheers, bye. Bye.
Scarpunk podcast. Check it out at warringtonscarpunk.co.uk. The theme tune is by Peg and The Rejected. Thanks for listening. Bye.